This is a rebroadcast of Migrant Matters. You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph.
I'm at the the University of Toronto's Monk Center for Global Affairs with Eldar Horvath, who is a former member of the Hungarian Parliament and is now chairman of the Roma Civil Rights Foundation in Hungary. He is to the Hungarian Roma community what Martin Luther King was to the African American community in the 1960s civil rights movement in America. The Roma people are the largest minority group in Hungary and throughout Europe. Mr. Horvath is currently lecturing at Brown University about the fate of the Roma people in Central Europe. Thank you for joining me today.
Thank you.
There has been a large influx of Roma people from Hungary that have come to Canada as refugees, especially in the past several months. What is the context that has led to this? What has led to Roma people from Hungary immigrating to here?
I think the situation is worse than was bad some years ago. The process, it's 25 years. Began the change of the regime, the very big economical crisis in the end of the 80s. And afterwards, the very long depression in the 90s. And the change of the regime, it was a social tsunami for the Roma, families, because we had a 90% rate of the unemployment, and today the unemployment rate is 90%, some villages, but this is only the economical problem. But the problem is, in this rate, in the 90%, it's the job discrimination, the economical discrimination, because if somebody Roma and somebody non-Roma, and they have it's the same quality, same age, same education, the Romani people are five times it's disadvantaged people than the non-Roma people. This is the fact, the scientific fact. And in Hungary, in the last 10-20 years, the right-wing and left-wing parties, between the right and left, was the Cold War, and the state's institutions are not working good. They are counterproductive and very unstable work and don't know to organize the Hungarian life. And today, the far right-wing party, the Jobbik, it's stronger because this is a Weimarization problem like was in the German history in the 20s and 30s. And the Jobbik, the neo-fascist part, have 24% now because very big economical crisis, because the right, the democratic parties, right and left wing, have a Cold War situation. And in the villages, we have a lot of cultural, social problems, and first of all, the economic. And today we have, the Roma people have a very, very big hate speech in the media and hatred situation in the society. It's very, very strong.
In Hungary, you're saying?
Yes, absolutely, in Hungary. We have a lot of police brutality. We have violence and aggressive methods from the authorities, from the local governments, and the police. In the police situation is very, very hard because the prejudice at 80% of the in the police, in the Hungarian police, and in the total society, a lot of people thinking about the Romani people are criminals, and first of all, the Jobbik, the neo-fascist part. It was last week the survey, and 79% of the neo-fascist part said the Romani people's blood have a crime. The crime is in the Romani blood. It's horroristic, and they have strong programs, anti-Roma programs. For example, the concentration camp, the work camp, and need to separate the Roma parents and the children, and children go to the social house, and the parents to the work camp. This is a work camp, and in the next year, beginning the public work program. Maybe 200,000 people, the majority the Roma people, and the Roma people are afraid, and it's a legitimate feeling.
Legitimate. Yeah, talk more about the forced labor camps for Roma people in Hungary. How were they established, and why were they established? I'd like you to comment on that, just because it's also one very good reason why more Hungarian Roma people are immigrating to Canada as refugees, or at least applying for refugee status in Canada.
Yes, in this year, maybe in May, decided the parliament, the Hungarian parliament, when two-thirds the conservative party, the Fidesz. And the idea is, the prime minister told in the media, we don't follow the new methods, the 2012-11 methods in the infrastructure work, the constructions and infrastructure work. We not need to following the new methods, because we have a lot of physical workers and need to work by physical. And they want to build up the new sports stadium and need 4,000 public workers, for example. And the law have possibilities for the government to organize a lot of thousand Roma and non-Roma unemployed people, who will to build up the sports stadium, for example, and this program, it's very similar than Mussolini program was in the 30s, the last century. But in the 30s they wait the war, and I don't know what wait to the Hungarian prime minister.
Mm-hmm. What's the treatment of Roma people throughout Europe and throughout Canada? Are they experiencing the same kind of discrimination and persecution?
Yes. It's a similar the situation. Yes, in Europe we have a lot of prejudice and a lot of segregated policy against the Roma people. And the people are going to Canada because the West European countries is also have a lot of prejudice. For example, France or Italy, when evicted the Roma people to Bulgaria, to Romania, first of all. And the Hungarian Romani people are thinking about the Canada. It's a very, very open, very human and a more moral country who respect the human rights and respect the other situation and believe the dignity and freedom and human rights. And it's very, very important for us, and I think this is the best country in the Western world, yes.
So you talked about the considerable current civil and human rights abuses confronting Roma, the Roma communities throughout Europe, and particularly in Hungary. But I thought that Hungary is supposed to be a democratic place, country, especially for the last couple decades. Can you comment on that?
Yes. I think this is a past. 20 years was the democratic area, democratic time in our history, because the constitution and the constitutional institutions worked. And it was a good and not enough good and better and half better, but worked. It was a real and clear constitution and clear rights, clear regulations of the work of the institutions. But today, within this year, 2011, the new government changed the communist constitution, they told, but this is a democratic constitution was, but they told this is a communist constitution. They changed to feudalism, not constitution, basic law. The new name of the constitution, basic law, not constitution, basic law. And the new government don't guarantee the human rights, the international human rights and agreements. The work, for example, it's needed. These obligations, they're not fundamental rights. The social rights, it can give it. Not the fundamental rights from your borning. If the local governments and the governments can give, it's okay. But this is a very, very neo-conservative constitution. And the problem is the governmental party has two-thirds seats in the parliament and every power in one case, in one hand. Viktor Orbán is the prime minister and everything. And this is a very autocratic situation, very despotic and autocratic situation, because the local governments, the police, the constitution, the justice system, the state companies, everything in one hand. And I think this is not good and not healthy for the Hungarian democracy. I think in 2010 was finished the Hungarian democracy, and this is a new area, this is a new history beginning.
So in the short term, I'm fully supportive of Canada welcoming refugees who are Roma into Canada. But for the long term, in terms of foreign policy, what should the Canadian government do to ensure that people who self-identify as being Roma in Hungary, how can we ensure that they are treated with respect, just treated as people, that their human rights are respected in Hungary? Yeah. So that people of Roma descent in Hungary are able to get any social mobility, to be able to receive education, to be able to come out of poverty?
I think it's a good question. I would like to propose the social and mental health network program for the Roma people who in Toronto, in Canada. Once more, I repeat. I would like to propose for the integration program, the integration program for the Romani people, because need to social helping program, need to lawyer, need to mental helping program, and good connection with the in the community, and a good connection with the non-Roma people in the school, in the workplace, etc. I think this is a work, and a need to make stronger the social level. And I think in the international level, need to press the Hungarian government to guarantee of the human rights and social rights and defend against the Gypsy Roma pressing and defend of the defending against the hate, violence, criminals, the Roma people. Yes, I think in the international level need to push to Hungarian government in economic and in the political influence for the Roma people and for the democracy. If the Hungarian government respect the democratic institutions and the legal opportunities for the poor people and for the Roma people, it's a fundamental question. It's a basic rights. It's have to opportunity the Hungarian government for the international respect and international supporting. But if they don't respect the laws and the international rights, I think not need to support the Hungarian government.
Yes, so the Canadian government should push for those things. I attended a panel that you were speaking at, and you suggest a committee of Canadians to go to Hungary and meet the people so Canadians could have a sense of what is happening in Hungary to the Roma people, because there's a need of an independent voice, independent voices and witnesses to the discrimination and the persecution the Roma people in Hungary are facing. I thought that was a great suggestion. I've been speaking with Aladar Horvath, who is a former member of the Hungarian Parliament and is now chairman of the Roma Civil Rights Foundation in Hungary. He is to the Hungarian Roma community what Martin Luther King was to the African American community in the 1960s civil rights movement in America. Mr. Horvath is currently lecturing at Brown University. Thank you so much for joining me on Migrant Matters.
Thank you, and my pleasure.